Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet. Stay seated. We have one right here about who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Jonas Ingoldson, who is the director of Ethical Initiatives. He works with leaders to help them bring trust, initiative, and passion to their organizations. He's a keynote speaker, TEDx presenter, community rabbi, and author of hundreds of articles and 6 books applying ancient wisdom to the challenges of the modern world. Jonathan, welcome.
Thank you, Mitchell. It's really nice to be with you. You were actually my inspiration that got me started in podcast interviewing. And,
awesome.
I found you after my first one, and I've done about 80 of them now. So thank you.
Congratulations. That is so happy to hear that. Thank you. And I enjoyed how you showed up in the green room and who we were in terms of talking together. And I'd love the audience to get to see you that way. What is your customer point of pain? What is your CPOP?
Leaders who want to inspire trust, initiative, and passion.
You know, as a small business leader, I'm thinking to myself, I want to do that. I mean, that is the goal in today's world. It's not command and control. It is the ability to inspire trust, initiative, and passion. Jonathan, tell me more.
Well, everything begins with ethics. Ethics builds trust. Trust commands loyalty. Loyalty generates passion, and passion drives initiative and productivity. There is a poisonous misconception, and we all suffer from it to some degree, that we have to choose between being good and being successful. And while it may appear in the short run that that might be true, in the long run, it's never true. I want leaders, professionals to understand that everything depends on relationships. And relationship comes from being an ethical person. Because when you have an ethical mindset, you organically create an organizational structure where every member of the team feels like a proud partner instead of a peon, where there's a shared sense of common vision, and where there's a common commitment to a higher purpose beyond profit. Because the ironic truth is that when profit stops being our ultimate goal, our profitability becomes even greater.
And tell me, what do you do? How do you deliver value?
Keynote speeches, trainings, and one-on-one coaching.
Beautiful. And what gives you credibility to do that?
Well, I'm older than I look, Mitchell. And what I bring to the table is 3,000 years of experience. I laid this story out in my TED Talk, but I'll give you a very short summation here. I graduated college, took my degree, went backpacking across the United States and hitchhiking across the United States, backpacking across Europe, until after a year of traveling, I ended up in Israel. And I discovered something I never expected, this vibrant culture of deep ideas, profound wisdom, moral and spiritual discipline, changed my entire worldview and the whole trajectory of my life. I spent 9 years studying and got my rabbinic degree. And then I embarked on a 23-year career teaching high school students. I taught hundreds of students, trying to impart to them the values that I had absorbed so that they could have that same sense of direction and discipline in their lives. And after 23 years, I had a calling to a different audience. I wanted to distill all that wisdom I'd been studying and teaching over the years for a professional audience, to help professionals understand how to take the principles of ethical leadership and intellectual diversity and apply to their lives to build their relationships so that, you know, whether it's in business, in family, or in community, those relationships are what drive success.
And you've spoken in front of a number of different companies and reasonably large audiences. Yeah.
Yeah. I've spoken to numerous professional associations, audiences of hundreds. You know, it's really gratifying when you see that people really absorb these values and take them to heart and are motivated to change their lives.
And how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Well, aside from the keynotes, the speaking and the coaching, I'm very active on social media. I try to write at least an article a week, produce videos, the interviews and the podcasts. My book is Grappling with the Gray, which is a collection of ethical scenarios and dilemmas. Because, you know, the old cliche about give a man a fish and he's got food for a day. Teach a person to think ethically and he has the tools, or she has the tools, to use to confront and grapple with the difficult situations and gray areas that we encounter in every aspect of our lives.
Yeah, I agree. We do live in a world that people want to make black and white. There's a whole lot of gray, and there's a great opportunity if you approach it in an ethical way to choose the right path. I call it the credible path. Listen, if you're here and you're listening or watching and you're inspired, and this is something you know. This is something you know you need. You should reach out to Jonathan Goldson. Jonathan, what is the best way for people to go about doing that?
Best way is my website, which is my name, jonathangoldson.com, jonasongoldson. I'm also very active on LinkedIn, a lot of articles and a lot of content there. And you know, the whole idea is to provide service to people so that they can find ways of making their own lives better and making better the lives of the people around them.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
It's been a pleasure, Mitchell. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Listen, if you're here right now, that means this was inspiring enough for you to stay. Spread some cred dust by clicking on the like button, sharing with your friends, and we'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.